We're up to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Sheshes, you have a Yosef B'Taneisa, when Rav Sheshes would have a Tainis, Vosser B'Matzle, after he would finish Shmon Esrei, he would say the following. Omar Hachi, Ribon Ho'olami, Golui V'Lefanecha B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Odom Chote U'Makruv Korban, Ve'im Makruv Nimenu El Achel Bo V'Doma. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, a person was sinned, and he brought a Korban. And the only part of the Korban that was brought on the Mizbeah was Chelev and Dam. That was a Korban Chatos. U'Mishchaperlo. And that brought him kapara. The Achshav Yoshafti B'Tainis, the Nishmayit Chelbi B'Dami, now I fasted, and my Chelev and my Dam were diminished because of the fast. Yiratzim L'Fonecha Sheh Chelbi B'Dami, Shnishmayit, Tilui Krafti B'Lefonecha Al-Gabi Mishbeah. You should look at that and consider that as if I brought a Korban Chatos. The only thing is, it's mashma over here that the only part of the Korban Chatos that's Mechaper is the part that goes on the Mizbeah, the Chelev and Dam. But the truth is that the part that the Kohanim eat also is Mechaper. Kohanim Ochlim Ubalim Mischaper. So I don't know exactly why the only part that goes on that's Mechaper is Chelev and Dam or Mischaper. I said the rest of it also is Mischaper, the part that you eat too. Rav Yochanan ki havi Masayim Safra de Iyuv, the middle of the daf. Rav Yochanan ki havi Masayim Safra de Iyuv Amar Hachi. Sof Adam Lomus, the Sof Behem Lashkita. In the end, everybody's going to die, and every animal is Omed Lashkita. I call them Misa Heim Omdim. Everything is Omdim over here. The simple meaning means destined for death. Ashrim Yishigodl Batorah, Vamolo Batorah. My fortune is the person who grew in Torah and put his effort into Torah, v'osa nachas ruach liyotzro, and gives the Rabbanu shel nachas, the gadol b'shem tov, and nifter b'shem tov, and he grew and lived with a good name and died with a good name. Min ha'olam v'olavam r'shlomo tov shem yishem and tov v'yom ha'mamas yom yivolto. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said when they finished at the siyum of Iyov. Rashi. What does this have to do with Iyov, Rashi says? Okay, so Rashi says that the kesher with Iyov is that he died b'shem tov. But both the Marsha and the Tzlach say a very nice idea over here. Marsha says, and they're similar ideas, but not the same. The Marsha says that since Iyov deals with the person's life and the suffering that he has during life, he points out that this is what Rav Yochanan was saying, that even though everybody's going to die, and every animal is set aside for shechita, but the ikar is what the animal can do when it's alive. You shech the animals, it can't work anymore. But the animals that can work, the ikar is for work, the Gemara says. The ikar of an animal, the ikar of a shore, is not the shechita, but the radya. It's taken to plow and to do work. The same thing with a person. The ikar is not his dying, his ikar is his living. And therefore, a person has to put in all the effort that he can in this world before he dies. The Tzlach says that the truth is it's always better to live longer. Okay? And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan was trying to answer, in the end of Iyuv, it says that he died Soveya Yomin, full of days. In other words, satisfied with the days that he had. The Chora of Tzadik can never be satisfied with the days he had because he could always live more and do more. And it says by Avram Avinu and David HaMelech, Soveya B'Yomin, they were exceptions. Because Avram Avinu died when he did, he shouldn't see Esav go out with Tarbus Ra, so there was a reason why he shouldn't live anymore. And David HaMelech also, it was time for Shlomo HaMelech to be the Melech, and if he would have lived more, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been built, and therefore it was kedai for him to die when he did. But they're the exceptions, and under normal circumstances, it's good for a tzaddik to continue living. The only thing is, comes a time that a tzaddik has reached his potential, and he can't do anything more. Just like an animal reaches shechita, that's the tikkun for that animal. There's a time when the misa omdim, a malach is called an omed. He can't go any further. He's on the level that he's created. That's what he is. There comes a time when a tzaddik also was an omed, the misa omdim. He's reached his potential. He can't do anything more. Right? There's no more that he can do that the Rabbanu Shem will permit him to do. Or that he's reached the level of his chachma or whatever. At that point, it's okay to die and to go on to a better world. So, therefore, Iyov, where it says Soveya Yomim in the end of Iyov, is to tell me that he lemaisa, what's it called, reached his full potential. There's nothing more he could have done. Therefore, it was kedai for him to die. It says the gadol b'shem tov. The Tzlach says some people get a good name because they're rich, powerful, whatever, and they intimidate people, and therefore people like them or give them a good name. So their godel because of their osher and the nela, they get a shem tov. Here, the nela is a person who's godel b'shem tov. He becomes great because of his good name, not that he gets his name, his good name, because he's great. And the nifter b'shem tov is that sometimes people have a good name and they ruin it before they die. The ikar is to keep it your whole life and not to be makalkalit even till the time a person dies. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Margalo v'pumei d'Rebneya. Okay, now we're saying things that were pet slogans or pet divrei Torah that certain gedolim said and that they represented with their life too. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Hu haya omer, doesn't mean he said it once. It means he used to say it all the time. And also, Hu haya omer, if you looked at his life, you saw this idea. Right? Not only he said it all the time, he lived it all the time. So Margalo b'pumei de Reb Meir, there was a jewel that Reb Meir used to have in his mouth all the time, meaning this Dvar Torah. Gemor b'chol levavcha, learn with all your heart, u'b'chol nafshecha, ladas es drachai, to know my ways, speaking in the name of the Rebbeinu Shlom, v'lishkod al dal se torasai, and to be diligent on the doors of my Torah, nitzor torasi b'libecha, keep the Torah in your heart, the neged einecha tia yirasi, shmor picha mikol chet, the taher v'kadesh asmecha mikol ashma, keep your mouth from any sin, and purify and sanctify yourself from all guilt, v'avol, and sins, v'ani e'ya imcha v'chol makom. That's what Reb Meir used to say, and used to live his life like that too. The Marsha says here, gemor v'chol levavcha, he says what the deeper meaning here is the following. That look, a person, the Rambam says that a person has to be choker. He has to investigate emunah. He has to go into it philosophically and prove to himself that there's a rebundance from whatever, all the proofs that you can bring philosophically. However, so that's what he says. Gemor b'chol levavcha nafshecha ladas es drachai. You should look in and investigate emunah as much as you can. However, what's it called? The neged einecha tia yirasi. But you come up with things that are questions and that contradict, based on your philosophical investigations, contradict the Mesorah, then you should have your Yiras Hashem and devakel those things. Even though you have a chiyuv to use your intellect to investigate emunah, right? But the investigation is limited by what the Mesorah is. Okay, that's how the Marsha learns this margul of the Pumei. Okay, let's go on. Rashi, Amargala b'pume, Dover zeh rogil b'tith. So Rashi learns Margala means that it was rogil. It was his habit to say it. Okay. Right. Margala b'pumayu d'rabbonin d'yavne. The Rabbonin of Yavne, when the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the Rabbonin of Yavne used to say the following Dvar Torah. Ani beria v'chaveri beria. I'm a creation, and my neighbor is a creation. Rashi learns my neighbor. Ani ha'osek b'Torah beria. The Rabbonim of Yavne were people who were torasum nasam. They were osek b'Torah all day. V'chein chaveri am ha'aretz beria. And chaveri means my peer who's an am ha'aretz. And am ha'aretz in Shas was a negative thing. Right, a person who bechlal is not interested in learning or whatever. So my chaver, who's an amor, is also a barrier. Okay, the shail over here is how do you call an amor? It's chaveiro. Right, the ma'is is not your peer. He's not nothing like you. He's chaver means somebody who's your peer, and here he's not a peer. So they bring raya's that amei ha'aretz were also called chaverim of Talmidei Chachamim, that the Lashon is used other places. We'll see there's another pshat here, but that's a Rashi Lashon. So what's that mean? Ani malachti be'ir, v'hu malachto besoda. I, Baruch Hashem, am able to work close to home in the city, go to the Beis Medrash and learn, and he has to go out into the fields to work. Ani mashkim l'malachti, v'hu mashkim l'malachto. I get up early to go to my work, right, to go to the yeshiva, v'hu mashkim l'malachto. He gets up early to go to his work. Just like he's not interested in doing my work, right? He wouldn't be interested in coming to learn yeshiva, right? I'm not interested in going his work. B'shem etomer ani marve v'hu mamid. And you'll think, well, I'm, able to be marve v'atorah, and he doesn't have the capabilities. Shaninu echad amarve v'echad amamid uvach yichav en libo shamayim. That shouldn't stop him. Right? You should say, well, he can learn a lot. Right? Well, he has a good head. And I don't have such a good head. That's why I'm not interested in learning. Because it doesn't make a difference what kind of head you have. It doesn't make a difference how much you do. Everybody is supposed to do according to their potential. So if the Amma Oritz would come to learn the yeshiva, he'll be able to do what he could do. Echad amar v'echad amaymit uvavad shichad an libel ha-shamay. Rashi, ani malachti be'ir kolom anochem malachti malachto. I have an easier time. I don't have to go schlepping out to the fields. I can go to yeshiva, which is within the city. Misgadu litfosum nasi. He's not interested in taking my work, and I'm not interested in taking his work. V'shematomer adin imo, sheinu misgadu malachti. He's right that he doesn't want to do what I'm doing. Shein ilu hayatofesum nasi, lo hayalo lei pasuach laharbas b'torah. He's right for not wanting to do what I'm doing, because he doesn't have the capabilities. He wouldn't be able to learn too much. Kamosi, like I can. Mamit, ve'in lo schar. He wouldn't get so much reward. Shaninu, sheyesh lo schar l'mamit, kamo l'marbe. The reward is equal for the mamit and the marbe, as long as v'vad sheyechad l'ibo shamayim. Ve'etzel karbonos hu b'menachos b'sofa. This is mentioned by karbonos, right, that this applies by karbonos, and since Torah is compared to karbonos, applies to Torah also. Okay, in any case, the... Marshaw has a different shot over here, which has an interesting sidelight to it. So Marshaw says, not talking about Namoritz. Right? Not at least the Am Ha'aretz that's not interested in learning Torah. Because then it's, well, you say by Yisiyum, Hey Mashkinim, Roshik, Yoshvei Kronos, right? Hey Mashkinim, Ledvorim, Betalim. Here it doesn't seem to be such a negative thing. He says, what it's talking about is the following. How smart a person's going to be is determined by his mazel. Right, and that's what it says in the Gemara. Where it says Chacham or Tipesh is nigzor already before a person is born. What his IQ is going to be, how he uses that IQ, and how wise or foolish he is—that's not nigzor min hashamayim. Right, and therefore, Echad Hamarba the Echad Hamamit, everybody has their place, and it's not saying he's bad. This guy was not cut out to be a person who's Torasul Nasa. His from his mazel. Right, he was supposed to be somebody who works and combines his time with Limud HaTorah. My mazel was that I should have a very big mind, and therefore I could devote myself totally to learning, right? And that will benefit Klal Yisrael. So each person has to do what he can do, and that's what Echad Amar B'Echad Amamit. Mashma from this Marsha, that there are people who are cut out to be Torosum Nasam, and that's their Achrayas, and there are people not cut out for that. And that's not their achrayis. And there you say echad amar v'echad amamid. And Tosfos mashma like that too. Rashi Tosfos ani ber v'chaveri beyere kolomer yesh lo leiv kamoni lahavchin ben tov l'ra. The only thing where everybody's equal is in their moral choices. Kol bidei shemayim chutz. But in their IQ, that he doesn't have the same capabilities as me. And to say that everybody could become the Gadol HaDor and Rabbi Akiva Eiger if they put in the effort is narishkeit. No such thing. Right, everybody, the Marsha Beferish, that maybe a person can go beyond his mazel if he puts in a lot of effort. But there's only a certain amount you can do. Beyond that is nisei nisim, and it's impossible. So everybody has their, what they're cut out to do, whatever, within those parameters they're supposed to do, as much as they can do. Okay, we'll see later. There's another makor for this, I think, from Atzlach. That's it. Everybody, you can't go beyond your tchum. Right, you can do what your tchum is, you may be able to improve it a little bit with a lot of yegiyah, but it's not, there's no such thing that if a person puts in an ultimate amount of yegiyah, he could be the next Gadol HaDor, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right, if he has an IQ of 50. It's just not going to be, right, with all the nisim that it flows in the world, it's not going to be. Okay. Margal of Afumi Dabaya. La'olam yehi odam orum b'yira. Person should be sly when it comes to yira. You have to fool the Yetzer Hara too. Yetzirah is very sly. You have to be as sly with the Yetzirah as he is with you. Ma'ane rach, Rashi orum b'yira, laharim b'chol minei orma l'yiras boro. To be sly and have all different kinds of tricks to be able to fight the Yetzirah. Ma'ane rach means you should be a soft person, a pliable person, that's what I'm looking for. What? Who? Flexible, yes. Meshiv Chemo Mar B'Shalom, should be a person who takes away anger and brings shalom to the world. Im Echav, Im Krovav, with his brothers and his relatives. Im Kol Adam, and with everybody. Afilu Im Nochri B'Shuk. Should be a person who's Mar B'Shalom, even with Goyim. Kidei She'ohuv L'Malav and Echmed L'Malav, that you should be beloved above. And people should like you also here, like it says in Pirkei Avos, that that's a maila, kol she ruach habrios nochemenu, ruach hamakom nechemenu, the emekubal al habrios, and people should accept you. You should be a person who's, sociable. Omru olav Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, shleikdimu adam sholomi olma fil nochri b'shuk. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, no one ever said hello to him before he was the one who was makdim shalom, right, even a goy. Rashi, no Rashi, right. Margula, the Pume de Rava, Tachlis Chachma Tshuva Meisim Tovim. The Tachlis of all learning is Tshuva Meisim Tovim. Tshuva Meisim Tovim means that you don't do things that are wrong, and Meisim Tovim, you do things that are right. Right? And if you do things wrong, you do Tshuva. So, Shaloye Adam Kori Vishon, a person shouldn't learn, Uboet Ba'avim V'imo, and kick his mother and father, Uberabo and his Rebbe, Ubamishu Godl, man, people bigger than him, Bechachmo, Vaminion, Shinem, Aracious Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Seichel Tov, Lechol Osehem, Laosim Lo Nemer. It doesn't say Seichel Tov, Lechol Osim, people who learn, who do the learning. Right? Ella, Laosehem, Laosim Lishma, the Lo Laosim Shalom Lishma, Laosehem means that people who do it, Lishma means that you do it in order to you learn in order to fulfill what you're learning. A person who learns without the intention of keeping what he's going to learn, he just learns lekanter to show up other people, but he has no intention of observing what he learns. Better he shouldn't have been created. Tosha says that's not the lo lishma. That's laolam yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzvah shalolishma shemitol shalolishma balishma. That's where you learn lekavet. You learn to observe and you learn to what's it called not to hurt other people. But you're doing it for an ulterior motive also. That's better, you should do that, and but learning not to observe, and just to hurt other people with your learning, to show them up, that is better, you shouldn't have been created, better not to learn. Rashi said the same thing. Taklis Chochma, Ikra Shel Torah, Shiye Ima Tshuva Meishim Token. The main thing of Torah is that it should come to fruition. Ha'osa Shelo Lishma Noach Lo Shel Nibra, Pirish, She'en Olomi Kedei Lekayim, Ela Lekantir. He's not learning to observe what he's doing. So why is he learning that? He's learning just to give other people problems, to show up other people. The Perik Makom Shenagu Amrinim Rava Ramik Ramik Ksiv Ad Shemayim Chazdecho Ksiv Me Al Shemayim Tan Bosik Shalolishma B'Hasam Ayrim Matayim Kedei Shechabdu V'Chein Masmi Rishalmi De Pirkin. There, the Lolishma is for an ulterior motive. That's okay, B'Diyev. But L'Maisa, what's it called? To learn without intention of observing, that's not even okay, B'Diyev. Okay, the Marsha says, why is it mentioned just these things? You learn, and you shouldn't learn, and kick your father and mother, right after that. She says, it doesn't mean that you're actually kicking your father and mother. What it means is, a person who learns this way, right, so that is, in fact, a kick to his father and mother and his Rebbe, because the Gemara says that if somebody who learns in a way that he's not Mekayim what he did, so what do people say? Oy lo lo aviv shalim do Torah, they to his father, they to his Rebbe. So you're kicking, right, you're slapping your father and mother in the face, you're kicking them in the face by leading a life that brings shame to them. So that doesn't mean that you do it. It means that by learning shalom d'shmo, that's what you're doing. You're boy pa'avim. It could be more poshut that it says you're learning lekanter. You're learning to show up other people. Who are the people who usually show up? The people who can tell you what to do. So you show up your father and mother. They come to tell you whatever. You tell them, I know better than you. Right? You're ready. You know better than him. So that's not boeit of the emo. That is learning shalom d'shma. Lekanter means to show other people up. So you're showing up the people that are supposed to tell you what to do, and you tell them off. Okay. Margul of Apumi Derav. Lo kolom azeh olam abo. Olam abo ein bo lo achila v'lo shtia v'lo pirvarivya v'lo masu matin v'lo kina v'lo sina v'lo tachris elo tzadikim yoshim v'atroseim v'rosheim v'nehenem izi v'ashchina. Shenemar v'yechzu es odohim v'yoklu v'yishtu. Okay, this olam abo that it's talking about, according to the Rambam, it's talking about the world of neshamos, which comes after you die, and that's mamash a spiritual world. There's no eating, drinking, literally. According to the Ramban, Olam Haba is Tchias HaNesim, which is a physical world. But there's still no eating or drinking or Pir V'Rivya. There'll be a physical world, but a person won't have to eat, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's still a physical being. And when he went to Shemayim, he didn't have to eat and drink. So there'll be a world where there won't have to be eating, drinking, or whatever, but there will be it'll still be a physical world. That's the two different ways of understanding what this Gemara means. And how do you know that Shenemar vayechezu esu Elohim vayoklu vayishtu? By Nadav and Avihu, and the Shivim of Canaan, says when they went by Har Sinai, they had a tremendous spiritual revelation, and it was mamish like they were eating and drinking. They didn't have to eat and drink. The spiritual revelation itself filled them up like eating and drinking. That's one pshat. Menela in Olam Haba, where everything is a tremendous spiritual revelation, bigger than what they had, you won't have to eat and drink. It'll be mamish like eating and drinking. You'll live on this, on the ruchnis. And others say, the Gvul Binyamin says that over there, it says that Nadav and Avihu were punished because they dealt with the, when they had such a high spiritual feeling, so Vayochlu Ayishu, they mamish ate, or they looked at it like eating and drinking. That means that eating and drinking, when you have such a high spiritual feeling, is something that's negative, something to be punished on. Therefore, it's not shy if there should be eating and drinking in Olam Haba, where a person is constantly experiencing these kinds of things. It's a negative thing. So either one of those two ways is the way to learn what the raya is from Vayochlu Vayishtu. Rashi Vayochlu Vayishtu, Sovu Miziv Ashrina Kilu Ochlu Vishasa. But you see that it's possible the person should be filled up from spirituality just as if he ate. Okay. Vidola Haftocha Shivticha Nakarish Baruch Hu Anashim Yosur Minho Anashim. This doesn't seem to be a margul of a kume to anybody, and the connection is, I think the Marshos and the Slach says. The Slach said, what's the connection over here of the great Haftocha to women? So he says like this, it says that, what's it called, that women were created basically to be an Ezer Kenegdo, and the Gemara explains that to be that a woman basically helps her husband to take care of the physical things that he can be involved in learning Torah. So if that's the case, a woman was created basically for a physical world. So in a spiritual world where there's no achilah shtia, all the things that a woman was created to help her husband with, the chara woman shouldn't have a place in Olam Haba. So the Gemara comes and tells me just the opposite. Right? Because a woman fulfills her role here in helping her husband, she has a greater chalik in Olam Haba than her husband has. Greater haftacha to Olam Haba. So that's the kesher. It's a kesher from what came before. Don't make the mistake to think that since Olam Haba is a totally spiritual world and women in this world are more involved in the physical things, so in a spiritual world they have no chalik, just the opposite. The haftacha that women have for Olam Haba is greater than men. Shenemar noshim shannos kumna shmana koli benos botchos hazena. Right, they have this extra bitachon. I always like to explain why they have a greater bitachon. Right, why it doesn't say they have a greater schar. They just have a greater surety of Olam Haba than men do. They can be batuach in it more. So I understand it very partial. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that kol ha mezakis harabim ein chet bal yado, and kol ha nachtias harabim ein maspikim biyado right lasos tshuva. And the Gemara explains the reason for that is that if you are mezak of somebody else and they get to Gan Eden, it's not fair that you should be in Gehenna and they should be in Gan Eden. So the Rabban Hashem protects you from doing averas. If you persist, you can still do it. But he protects you from chait, from unintentional things, that you shouldn't lose your chelik in Olam Haba, and it wouldn't be fair. You made other people go to Olam Haba and you're not going to have it. The opposite is also true. You make people do averas, they go to Gehenna because of you. And you're going to do tshuva, and you're going to end up in Gan Eden. It's not fair. So therefore, the Rabban Hashem doesn't give you siyata d'shmaya. It doesn't help you to, what's it called, to do tshuva. You could do tshuva if you want, if you persist. But he doesn't make it easy for you, because it's not fair that you should be in Gan Eden, and they should be in Gehenna. So since we'll see that the women, are their schus is that they make their husbands and children learn Torah, so they have the inyan of mezakeh sarab. They're mezakeh other people. Menela, they have a greater haftacha that they're going to end up in Olam Haba, because it wouldn't be fair if they're not, because they're the ones who make their husbands and children go to Olam Haba. So it's a kiyum of that to Chazal.
Can you translate that? Shenemar?
Noshim, women who are shanan means that they're complacent, not complacent, but, yeah, complacent. Kumna shmana koli, hear my voice, but bonos boltchos, ones who are assured, right, have, or batua, right, they are assured. Hazeno imrasi. So what are they assured of? That they're going to have a good chelik in olam haba. Omer le rav le rabchia, noshim b'may zachyon. What do women, what's their schus? Gemara says, "Bakruy benayu lebeknishto, vasnuya gavrayu beRabbanan," that they bring their children to learn Torah in the beknishto. They used to learn; they used to have the cheder in the shul. Vasnuya gavrayu beRabbanan, and they let their husbands go learn Torah in a beis medrash. The natrin legavrayu adosim beRabbanan. They wait for their husbands till they come back from the beis medrash. Okay, so first of all, and what do you mean, moshim like a zachin? Women have most of the mitzvahs, so they have a tremendous schus. They need all these schuyos for it. Some say that Noshim Maiko Zachin, the Rabbi Yonason Apeshit says, is Loshim Nitzuach. Zuchos doesn't mean over here merit. It means what are they able to have that will give them victory over the Yetzirah. A man learns Torah, right? So they're learning Torah, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavla. But a woman doesn't learn Torah. How does she win over? But Makazachyon, how is she win over her Yetzirah? She says, the Vaisa, by causing her husband and children to learn Torah, it's mamish like these should learn Torah. And it has the power to, what's it called, to make her win over her Yetzirah too. It also has the power of all the things that Torah have schoolers. Make your midos better. It, a woman who makes her husband learn Torah and makes her children learn Torah, it's not just that she has a schus of helping other people. She mamish has schus haTorah. And all the milas of Torah accrue to her also. The Emuna Shmuel says that Makozachin means more than men. It says they have a greater haftochet olam haba. What's their schus to be more than men? The schus that they have on their own is to be equal to men, like anybody else. But they have a schus to be more, that you have to know what it is. So it says, even if the husband learns and he forgets, so he won't get so much schar for what he learned. But she, her schar ends at the fact that she got him to the base medrash. Doesn't make a difference what he does over there. So her schar is complete no matter if he learns, or others say if he learns shalom lishma, the Al-Sheikh says, she'll still get the full schar. Because she gave him the potential to learn lishma. The fact that he's a shlomazel and he learns shalom lishma, that's his problem, not her problem. So she'll get schar for a husband who's learning lishma, even if he's not learning lishma. Right? As long as she got him to the base medrash. The Chafetz Chaim, and I saw the Chafetz Hashem, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, says the same thing. He says, my kazachim means to olam haba. Because in olam haba, only schus haTorah can get you into olam haba. Okay, you can't get a kol mishiyesh bo or Torah mechayeo. Trias HaMeisim depends on Torah. So if a woman doesn't learn Torah, where does she get Trias HaMeisim from? All the other schuyas in the world can't help. Only schus haTorah. Right? So the only way you can get it is either by learning Torah, or supporting somebody else who learns Torah, or a woman by getting her husband and children to learn Torah. Like Rashi. Gidol Avtocha Shahari Koran Shananosu Botchos. They're complacent and assured. Lebei Knishta Tinoko Shalbeis Rabban HaYurgim Lios Lemeidum Lefnei Rabban Beis HaKnesses. Used to learn, the Cheder used to be in the Shul. Bei Rabbanan Beis HaMedrash Yisham Shoni Mishneh Gemara. Bei Rabbanan is not a Cheder, but it's a Yeshiva. The Natron Legavrayo Mantinos Lebei, they wait for their husbands. The Nosnos Lem Rishus Olechas Lumo Torah Be'ir Acheres. They give them permission to learn Torah even out of the city. This Rashi seems to imply, because there's a question over here. They let their husbands go learn, and they wait for them. What does that mean? They don't leave them, what's it called? That's a big mile, right? They let them go and learn, and then they desert them, right? But no, they don't desert them. They wait for them to come home. What's the mile? So from Rashi's mashma, letting them go learn means in the city. And Mantino Slahan means, even if they have to go learn out of the city, they let them do that too, where it necessitates them waiting. That's the two in Yonah. Have a different shot. That is that the first one, both of them are going to learn the same place. A woman can let her husband learn, but it's a sacrifice for her. She sits home, I'd rather my husband is home, I need him to help me, but I'm sacrificing Lamana Torah. That's one madrega. Then there's a higher madrega. Mantinos lebaleihen. They wait patiently, and they don't catch, and they're not, it's not sacrifice, not even sacrifice. This is what they want. They want their husbands out of the house. No, they want their husbands, what's it called, they want their husbands to be learning Torah, and that's the greatest schus they can have. They would be upset if their husbands were home and helping them, because this is what they feel is their biggest schus. So it's not, they're not sacrificing anything. This is their rutsa. That's a higher madrega. There's a madrega being moser nefesh for Torah. There's a madrega where you don't even feel the Mesir's nefesh. where you're not being moser. You see, it's a person, the example I always give is, a person buys a lottery ticket for $1 and he wins $1 million. You're going to catch over the dollar that he spent? It's so overshadowed by the benefit that there's no hakrava, there's no mesiras nefesh. Right? You didn't sacrifice anything. That's the highest madrig.
So does one need to be married to get along?
Okay. No, because I'll answer that question only because it's a very serious question. When I speak to women, I make sure to mention the other part. And women doesn't have to marry, she doesn't have to have children. Chari doesn't have children is also a problem. Right? But there was a woman in recent history who was called Ein B'Yisrael. And she probably has more of this chos than anybody. Her name was Sora Schneer. Most of her life, she wasn't married, she was divorced, and she never had children of her own. So don't tell me that Sora Schneer doesn't fit this gemara. So all other women who are in a similar situation also fit this gemara. Okay. So you don't have to have an effect on your immediate husband or biological children. You can have an effect on Klal Yisrael also. And that doesn't only mean you have to be Sora Schneer and start Beis Yaakov. You can do other things too. You have a mystery, Rabbana mi bei Rav Ami, v'amri lo mi bei Rav Chanina, amri le hachi. When the Rabbanan would leave the yeshiva, obviously they had Ben Azmanim then too, so at some point they went home. Okay? So amri le hachi. So they would say the following, Olam chatira b'chayecha, you should see your world during your lifetime. Rashi says, Olam cha mystery Rabbanan zemizeh, interesting Rashi, that when they went home, they asked permission from each other. Now, we learned before that when you go on a trip, you should ask Rishus from the Gadol Ha'ir, right, from the Gedolim of the city, that they should daven for you and wish you success or whatever, so you go ask permission to leave. But here it's Mashma that even when people leave and they're on the same level, the Talmidim used to ask permission from each other, now it's time to go home. So the Indian of Notal Rishus over here doesn't mean that they said, no, you can't go, they didn't go. It meant that Derech Chavit, the Mechavit, the other people, taking leave, that's what it's called, taking leave of somebody, is out Chavit. Olam chatir b'chayecha, kol tzrachecha timtza. You should find all of your needs. That's how Rashi learns. Others say that before a person dies, a tzaddik, they show him what his Olam Hava is going to be, tchias anesim, whatever. So olam chatir, in your lifetime, before you die, you should see what your next world is going to be. And the Sfarim say, why do they do that? Right? The guy's going to see it in a few seconds anyway. What difference does it make? It's right before he dies. But the body isn't going to see it. The body's going to be in a kever for a long time before Tchias HaNesim. So in order the body should see also what's in store, shouldn't die and feel that it's getting nothing. Right? Should see what's in store. The Rabbanu Shem shows the person, while he's still in his body, what's going to be by Tchias HaNesim. Okay. Your end should be in Olam Haba. The Tikvoscha Lador Dorim, you should have hope for generations. Libcha Yegetfuna, your heart, this is very similar to the bracha we give our children on Erev Yom Kippur. Libcha Yegetfuna, your heart should meditate in wisdom. Picha Yedaber Chachmos, your mouth should speak Chachma. Lashoncha Yarchish Renanos, your tongue should give praise to the Rabbanu Shalom. Afapecha Yashiru Neget Negdecha, Einecha Yoiru B'mor Torah, Uponecha Yaziru Kizorakia, Shipsosecha Yabiu Das, Vikilyosecha Talos Nameshorim. Upaamayech Yorutsu Lishmoa Divrei Atik Yomi. These were Talmidei Yeshiva, so they gave each other a bracha, the Marsha says, in all the things that have to do with learning. Right? All, if you look at all the different kalim of the body that are mentioned, they're all things that are beneficial in learning. There's only one that's not mentioned, that's your hands. Because hands are for action, not for learning. So the hands aren't mentioned. But all the other kalim of the body, you look, you see, have to do with learning, including the feet. You have to walk to a base medrash to learn. But your hands, you don't need for learning, and it could be that's why this contrast between Kol Yaakov and Yodayim Yodei Esav, the antithesis of Kol Yaakov is hands, because hands have nothing to do with learning, hands have to do only with action. Ki havi miftari rabbanim yidei Rav Chisda, v'amri la, v'picha yidaber chachmos, b'loshen bracha hayu omrim. They said this as a bracha. So the Marsha said, what's a b'loshen bracha? The Makom Shmuel says that really you should say, picha yidaber chachma. What's chachmos? So what Rashi is telling us is we find that when you give a bracha, there's a fancy way of speaking when you give a bracha that we find that a lashon bracha, a tough, is added to words that usually don't have a tough, like emunasitecha. V'hoya emunasitecha is a bracha, and instead of saying emuna, it says emunas. Same thing over here, chochmos instead of chochma. So that's a lashon bracha, right? And it could be the idea is bracha is always to increase things. So you say it in a way that sounds more increased, sounds plural. Even though normally the plural isn't there, but you want to give a bracha, bracha is an increase, so you say it in a plural way. Another pshat they say is that the tzlach says that there's a pasuk that says this, only it says it as pi yidaber chochma. My mouth should speak chochma. You're not allowed to change a pasuk from yochid to rabin, right? Or from nochach to what's it called? You're speaking to someone or speaking about yourself. You're not allowed to change a pasuk, but for a bracha you can.